It's time once again this month to catch up with the president of Black Hills State University over in Spearfish. And President Lori Nichols joins us once again here on KDSJ. Thanks a lot, Lori, for the time.
You bet. Thank you.
And we got some topics to talk about here as we go through the spring semester. And we'll talk about some athletics as well as a STEM grant. Well, let's start off things about coming up in May. It's already the spring graduation. And tell us a little bit more about the details as we get that ready to go. Coming up in now early May, it looks like.
Yes, graduation is about 2 weeks away. It will take place on Saturday, May 6th. Our commencement is at 10 a.m., and we hold it inside the Young Center within our gymnasium there. So if you cannot make it but want to watch it, you can also watch it as a live stream on your computer as well. This year, we expect over 300 students will attend our commencement. We actually probably graduate closer to 400, but about 300 will actually participate in the ceremony and receive their diploma that day. We have a couple of other people that will join us to be part of the ceremony. Justin Barland will be our commencement speaker. Justin is a 2002 graduate of Black Hills State. He has worked for Apple Computer and in fact had quite a stellar career with them after he graduated from Black Hills State University. In 2020 he retired, and he actually is a consultant now and works with them on more of a consulting basis. But during his two-decade career with Apple, he led them in their global technology company and helped them greatly expand in the global market, earning over $8 billion annually during his 10 years. So he has quite a stellar record with Apple and, in fact, consults with them today through a private consulting company. So we're excited to have him. And then we will be giving an honorary degree to Joe Floyd. Joe has lived in South Dakota, lives in Sioux Falls, actually, but he was recently named Cable TV Pioneer for the instrumental role he played in bringing cable TV to South Dakota, also North Dakota, Nebraska, Western Minnesota. The reason we have cable today is to a large part due to Joe. And he served as chief operating officer of Midco. He is on the board of directors for Midco. He became their president eventually. So he has played a very large role in Midco. And he and his wife, Elaine, have given back to BH. Elaine was a graduate of our institution, and they have 8 full ride scholarships today, but they also give generously to Augustana, which is where Joe graduated from, and to the Sioux Falls community too. So very philanthropic in their lifestyle as well. So we're really excited to honor Joe too.
Dr. Lori Nichols once again joins us, the BHSU president. So again, spring commencement is coming up on Saturday, May 6th. And can you tell us a little bit more about something that's been in the news, a STEM grant that BHSU recently received?
Right, we did. Dr. Ben Saylor is the lead on that grant, but he applied for a National Science Foundation, what's called a NOICE grant. And the NOICE grant is really a teacher scholarship program to try to address a pretty severe shortage of STEM teachers, especially in rural South Dakota. So this is a planning grant, and what this will allow him to do is take a year to put together a much larger grant that we hope to get down the road. And the larger grant really provides scholarships to students who come to BH to pursue a degree to be either a science teacher or a math teacher and go back out into our rural schools and supply a teaching workforce. But to back up the planning grant, which he'll do right now, he will actually go out, interview teachers, interview, I'm sure, principals and other people that work in K-12 education, as well as talk to some of our students here at the university to put together a really strong grant program. By talking to them, he hopes he can figure out what are some of the incentives, the enhancements that cause people to go into the teaching field, and maybe what are some of the barriers that keep them from going that direction as well. So it'll be a good year of planning. We'll put together a good, strong grant proposal, get it in about a year's time, and then we hope to pull in a much larger scholarship grant program, which we can scholarship students to go into the teaching field. There's only one other NOICE grant in South Dakota. It's at South Dakota State University. So we're pretty excited to see if we can get one of these and bring it to Western South Dakota and specifically to our teacher ed program here at Black Hills State.
And we've heard about STEM through the Sanford Lab a lot, and people don't know what STEM stands for. That's science, technology, engineering, mathematics. Is that correct?
Correct. That is correct.
There you go. Okay, on to our next question. Was BHSU recognized for Arbor Day once again this year?
Yes, we have been, and this has been somewhat longstanding now. We've gotten this for several years, but we were just honored with, and it's a year delayed, so we just got the 2022 Tree Campus Higher Education Recognition, and that comes from the Arbor Day Foundation. And what that really means is that we're a campus that's dedicated to trees. So we have a urban forest management plan. That just means a tree plan for our campus. And this is our seventh year in a row that we've been awarded this distinction. There's about 411 campuses across the United States that hold it. So while we're not the only one by any stretch, there's also, 400 institutions out of over 4,000 shows that we're really a small percentage of campuses that hold this distinction. And in order to get it, you need to have an effective tree management plan. You must have a wide variety of trees on your campus. It can't be all one type. So we have, many different varieties of trees here. You need to engage students in conservation goals. And so it has to be a student learning activity. And we need to have a tree advisory committee, which we have as well. So there's many components to having this, and of course then we document it in our application that we put in every year for this distinction. And one other thing that it does require you to do is on Arbor Day, you actually have to have an education component to it. And so we did in fact gather, and we had a little workshop on how to plant trees correctly. We also had a workshop on how to trim trees. We had a couple of people go way up high into trees and trim branches and so forth the correct way, how to prune. So we tried to do education around it too, so people really understand how to take care of trees that they might have in their backyard. So it's a fun program. It's educational in nature, and we try to integrate it right into the learning that our students receive.
And as President Nichols can probably see right off of her office window, there's a lot of work that's been done since Storm Atlas, and those trees are starting to get along.
They are. I know we lost lots and lots of trees, and we planted many as in replacement of that, and they are actually starting to grow now, so it's nice to see them get a little larger.
And they'll be blooming here soon as we go on through spring. That means spring sports as well. Took a little while to get some things rolling, but there's softball, there's track and field, there's some rodeo action coming up. We got a new head coach for the women's soccer program.
Right. We just hired our new coach who is joining us is John Hutchinson. He's coming to us from Presentation College in Aberdeen. He has coached there for, I believe, just 1 year. But prior to that, he was coach at Williams Wood University for a couple of years and then an assistant coach at the University of Arkansas. So he comes with some pretty good coaching background. And we're very excited about having him. We think he's going to be a very, very good fit for our women's soccer program.
And as we go on through the spring sports season, Yellow Jacket Athletics, anything else you want to mention?
Yeah, we have track and field are busy competing right now. They'll be in the championship, and that takes place the very end of April, April 28th through the 30th, and that's being held in Chadron, Nebraska this year at Chadron State. So we wish our men and women the best of wishes as they compete in the RMAC championships in track and field. I would like to encourage everybody to come out for the rodeo. We will be hosting the next rodeo, which is April 28th and 29th. I actually think it's April 27th, 28th and 29th, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. It's out at Seven Downs Arena out at the Landis Ranch, and we'll be bringing several rodeo teams will be coming in, and then our rodeo team will be joining them, and should be a really great competition out there. So I don't know if you've attended before, but I have, and it's a lot of fun. So I'd really encourage people to come out and cheer our Yellow Jacket rodeo students on as they compete at the Yellow Jacket Stampede. Golf is going to the RMAC Championship the 23rd through the 29th. That's kind of a long one, but they golf over several days. And that's actually in Nevada. So they'll be going to a little warmer climate for that. And then softball's holding its final series of the season on April 28th and 29th right here in the softball field on campus. So if you're a softball fan, come and cheer our women on as they take on their final game of the season here. So there is a lot of opportunity to close out athletics at BH. This weekend and next weekend are really two very big weekends for us. And a lot of it's right here at home. So there's not, you don't even have to travel. So I just encourage people to take in the very last of our athletic events before we head into the summer break.
It is a busy time over the next few weeks there on the BHSU campus in Spearfish as we're coming and going. And thanks once again to BHSU President Lori Nichols for taking some time with us here on KDSJ. We sure appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, Cody, for giving me the time to share some of our exciting news.